At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
That's a gay ass podcast.
What? That's a gay ass podcast.
What?
A really, really, really gay podcast that we call That's a Gay Ass Podcast.
That's a gay ass name for a gay ass podcast.
Josh Drake is on That's a Gay Ass Podcast with a lot of sexy baggage. Josh, are you cool if I go in on how you became such a hot, successful man?
Go in, Eric.
Oh, the invitation is open. So I just want to say that your photos, first of all, are really incredible. It's like, it's giving high fashion. It is giving like beyond headshots. I'm sure you're taking all kinds of photos, but you have a career as a performer. You did Aladdin on Broadway, Bad Cinderella. You toured with Finding Neverland. You did Dirty Dancing. Can you tell me, are you living the multi-hyphenate life now? Are you leaning more photographer, videographer, and less performance? What's just like the breakdown for your current status?
You're sort of catching me in the midst of that big transition, right? Like I turned 30, I'm 33 now, but when I turned 30, everything sort of shifted, like they say, you know, wait till
Saturday
you're 30,
return.
Babe. Everything sort of shifted or flipped upside down, I like to say. And my passions and my mental health sort of pulled me away from the business a bit. But after I did Boop in Chicago, the out-of-town run, I got this job with Broadway Cares, and I couldn't say no. So once Broadway, when Boop came to Broadway, and the offer came out, I really had to like think about the next 2 years of my life. And I ultimately turned it down. Yeah.
Josh, yeah. What an amazing power play though. And I mean like power play in the sense of a powerful moment for yourself of saying yes to what you really want to do. And it's sometimes you got to say no to like big opportunities.
Absolutely. I mean, like you said, I was in Aladdin. The chunk of time that I did that show was 5.5 years in total.
Oh, wow.
Through the pandemic and a couple of vacations, of course, but 5.5 years in one building and one show can ruin you. And it really did it. You know, it killed my body and it just made me look at the business from a different angle. You know, love working for the mouse, love the mouse, but it is such a corporation and it's a corporation first, right? So I think doing that and then going into Bad Cinderella, which was my first original Broadway company, you know, we all know how that story ended. But
for any listeners who don't, Bad Cinderella was running for how long?
I want to say 4 months, almost to the day.
Okay. So, yeah. You know, she had legs for, you know, some time.
Well, I think it was April, May, June, maybe 3. I'm forgetting now.
We sometimes black out our trauma. Well, I will say that I'm going to ask you, obviously, questions about Broadway Bears, about some of your horny stuff. But just because I am someone who also works in trying to be a multi-hyphenate and also as a performer, I did musical theater for a spell and similarly for like mental health. And also just like, I just didn't see a world where I was going to be paid well ever. Unless I knew I had to do something first in order to like then make money doing theater, which was like become like a gay sitcom character. Who knows? But can you just tell me out of my own curiosity, what is like, what do you miss the least about doing musical theater?
The least? Wow, that's, I've never been asked that.
Like what, basically I'm trying to ask like what really fucked you up about the industry?
I want to say the schedule mostly, you know? We're trained and we're raised to give everything to the craft. You know, really put yourself at stake for this craft. The show must go on, right? But you don't realize what that means for your lifestyle, for your families, your mental health, your health, and
you're
your sanity.
You're sacrificing a lot.
A lot, you know. So for me, it was the schedule. I moved uptown to Inwood during the pandemic. So coming back to Aladdin post-pandemic and, you know, getting out of work at 11 o'clock, 10:30, taking a train that shuts down four stops before mine,
Ugh.
Jumping on a shuttle, not getting home till
Ugh.
11:45, and
No.
then waking up to go to a 1 o'clock matinee.
No.
Listen, that's enough to really drive you crazy.
So now you have your nights back to
I
yourself.
have my
You
nights back, my
have your
weekends.
life in Inwood. Are you, now I'm gonna go personal. Are you currently single or taken? What's the status?
Currently single,
Hell yeah.
completely
And
single.
if any of our listeners wanna send you a flirty DM, how do you feel about that?
Absolutely.
Fuck yeah.
Absolutely. We love DMs.
And you'll get them.
It might end up in the request folder, but
Yeah, sometimes they do. You know, it doesn't hurt. And shoot your shot, everyone. If it lands in requests, it's, you know, at least you're landing amongst
Amen. There's no shame, no shame.
the stars of requests. So you also have this really great feature on you about doing, I believe it was Aladdin, and you were talking about taking ballet as a young person and getting bullied because you were, you know, growing up doing ballet as a young gay kid. There's a target on your back. Would you say that you embraced your gayness later in life? Was there a moment earlier, you know, during your school days? When would you say you're like, I'm gay as hell and embracing it?
I was lucky. My family accepted me full stop. And yes, school was tough, but once I moved to North Carolina when I was 9, and I found this triple threat training studio. Shout out to Robert Clater and Licia Kay.
Shout out.
They lived in New York for many years and went back to North Carolina to sort of teach kids coming up what was happening in the big city, right? And obviously I was accepted there. So I lucked out. I joined that studio when I was 15, 15. And Licia Kay, who was one of the owners, literally sat me down one day and was like, anything you want to tell me. Yeah,
Oh,
I remember we were
she
sitting,
opened the door.
she swung that door open and
And you decided to either step through or what'd you? Oh, you dove. You
I
dove.
dove. I dove because I trusted her. My favorite thing that Licia ever said was, you guys are all making bad decisions and you're supposed to. You're supposed to be dumb kids. You know, get it out now at this point in your life. I could literally start crying because she really, kind of formed me and just showed me that what I was feeling was okay, all while dancing and acting and doing what we loved. But she literally sat me down and said, is there anything you want to talk about?
And you
You
know what she
know? And
did is she set you up for a life of not hating who you are deep down. You know, I think that's what
100%.
so many of us deal with is like being shamed by people, whether it was consciously or subconsciously, and then
Right.
becoming adults. I mean, like, why am I saying such horrible things to myself? And listen, I am not immune to that experience. I have, you know, great parents, a great family, but I grew up in fucking Missouri where there was a lot of things told to me,
My God.
subconsciously that really made me, you know, feel like bad that I was given this lot in life of being a big old gay guy. And so I still deal with those really mean thoughts. And I think that the person that you tell me the name again of that amazing
Alicia.
Licia, we shout
Yeah,
out Licia because, you know,
absolutely.
it's you really, she gave such a positive path for you.
Yeah.
As a gay journalist, I'm gonna have to ask, did you have your first gay kiss with one of the boys from this program? Was it after? When did we have the first moment?
It was before, actually. Yeah, he was 18 years old,
And
and
you
I
were,
was 14.
which I'm gonna say, not that I'm Judge Judy, but I'm gonna say, whatever, you're all teenagers, it's fine.
That passes, right? Okay.
I think so.
Okay. Not to bring it down, but sadly, he's recently passed away. So that, he sort of took that whole time of my life with him. But he showed me the ropes with all of that. His name was Zach. Rest
Zach,
in
we're gonna
peace.
shout Zach out, I believe, in the other
Please.
side. So we're gonna
Yeah.
say, Zach, thank you for giving Josh the first kiss. And we hope you are doing a 5, 6, 7, 8 on the other side,
Amen. Amen. Rest in
Zach.
peace. Yeah, he really showed me the ropes. And yeah, that was beautiful. So, first boyfriend, Zach Fall.
Wow. Wait, and how you said you were 14?
I was 14.
And where were you geographically?
North Carolina.
And he was 18, and how long did you two date?
I don't know. It felt like 7 years.
Of
It
course.
probably was 2 months.
Oh,
It
you
was
know
very
what?
short, but he was also the one that I was with when I came out. My mom found out about us against my will,
Sure.
but we were together. So he really carried he carries that whole moment in my life with him.
Zach,
It
thank
still
you for
makes me
your service,
smile.
Zach. We send you all that love.
Absolutely.
Well, it's really amazing to talk to somebody who has embraced themselves for so long, but especially creatively too. When we talk about Broadway Bears, I need to go into the horniness of that entire celebration. You have performed in Broadway Bears. There is a video on your Instagram. If anybody here has not yet followed Josh, go follow Josh, and there is a video of you tearing up that stage in a tiny ass thong. And now you are what, like the in-house videographer? What's that deal?
Really a crazy story. The more I talk about it and think about it, I'm like, this is truly a full circle moment. So my first time doing Bears was 2014, and I was dancing in the shadows, couldn't see me. I was a child. And I actually made some of my two of my best friends ever from doing Bears. Second year, my best friend Kellen Stansel, who is now the director of the show, cast me as his lead for his number. So I was leading the second year, and then I think I led two more times after that. But yeah, once you're in with Broadway Cares, it's just like, what else can I do? What more can I do? When you start to see the numbers that you're a part of that are being raised, the hunger is just like, oh my God, like it's that easy to just raise money to help people, So I dove in, and yeah, the passion for my videography and photography, they sort of meshed together during the pandemic, and then getting offered, I was working with people throughout the years doing Bears who worked here regularly, so they started to realize my talents outside of performing and asked if I was ready to sort of forfeit that schedule for a bit, forfeit Broadway and join the team. And I said yes. So now I'm sort of, I've been there the last 2 years shooting the show and still getting to be a part of it. A small sliver of me misses it and wants to be back up there, but hey, there's plenty of time for that.
And
But
also plenty of opportunities for you to be dancing naked somewhere. I see that in your future. I
that's
mean,
so true. That's so true.
so true. Did you ever meet anybody from rehearsing a Broadway Bears number and go home and have just furious sex? I just imagine the
Very.
rehearsal room or the backstage is fraught.
It's pretty crazy. I will say it sort of becomes the new norm, like the normal very quickly. Because you start taking your clothes off in rehearsal and you're like, oh, that's how that person looks. Great. And then they become a coworker and you're trying to stay professional,
That's what it sounds like. I mean, you're like the fourth person I've interviewed about bears. I'm always like, I got fucking, and it's I'm like I just come across as like a lecherous
I
fucking.
want to find them. I mean, trust me, they're fucking. I don't know who it is, but it's happening. But the night of the show is so heartfelt and supportive, and it's also hot as hell usually. So people yours actually don't even feel that sexy normally because they're exhausted, they're hungry, and they're sweating their asses off. So they're like, get away from me, after.
Well, listen, I always have to try to get erotica from Broadway Bears, and I appreciate you allowing me
Absolutely. I mean,
to
it's so nice just brushing shoulders with half naked people, men, women in between.
Hot.
It's just so hot and so nice.
Well, speaking of sexiness, as we get into the next part of our interview, which does turn horny, we're going to be going into the paywall. So people who would like to hear the rest of this horny chat with Josh, we're going to be going into some slut tales. I use the word slut as a compliment, as something we use as a positive identifier. Is the word slut a word you have ever identified with, currently identify with? What's your history with that word?
Yes. For me, it always referred to and was used with women, and really sort of applying it to men and more specifically gay men in my community is newer for me, I would say. But I welcome it. Absolutely. I'm very sex positive, and I don't think slut even has to be sexual. Like it can be like at Broadway Bears, I feel so slutty on that stage and I'm dancing for thousands of people. So I think I welcome it. I'm open to it. I know a lot of very kind, wholehearted, beautiful sluts. And
Do you count yourself amongst them? Hell yeah.
I
So let's
do.
get into that. Are
I
you
do.
As a single slut, are you have you had any re you don't have to go specific yet, but are there any have you recently been dick down in a way that's been great, or are you hurting for a squirting?
Need to write down all these little sayings. They're beautiful. Yeah, absolutely.
For the rest of this interview, head to Substack linked in the description. You can also watch bonus episodes with Mikey Graceffa from Death Becomes Her, Isaiah Rutledge, Sunset Boulevard's Jimin Moon. We have Derek Cage, Patrick, Nick, Thanos, Mark. They're all hot. The stories are amazing, and you should go check it out at substack.com/@EricWills linked in the description. I love you. Bye.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary, while supplies last. Tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.